man. Sorry we got dropped.
That's all right. I thought you had a pause there for the answer, and I'm like, wait a second. Hello?
I was just building suspense, man. Don't worry.
Well, it was very suspenseful, I gotta say.
Yeah. The service actually jumped over to the States because I'm right on the border.
Oh, wow.
So I just thought all of a sudden got a bunch of texts saying, welcome to the USA as soon as that switched over. Anyway, let's hope that doesn't happen again.
No. So I was asking the COVID-19 pandemic, how's it affected you and what you're doing?
Yeah, well, as far as COVID and my work, it hasn't affected my work really. You know, agriculture is considered essential in Saskatchewan and I think everywhere, but so it hasn't affected me like that. But as far as music goes, you know, we've had to cancel I guess everything, all the live performances and everything. But, you know, I think with the release of the single, it's actually, you know, where people are home and they're looking for a bit of an escape.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, it's contributed to the song probably performing better, maybe. One thing I like to say about the song is that I feel like the song really is an escape, you know, whenever we're in a place like we're at right now with the world and everybody's locked in their homes and some people are feeling like, man, this is never going to end. And it's a scary time for a lot of people. And this song, for me, just kind of takes me back to you know, times when we can go out and times when we can hang out with each other and spend time with each other and those moments that really count, right?
You're right.
And I like to think that maybe this song could be an escape for people in their mind to think, you know, this isn't going to last forever. And when this is over, I'm really going to take and make the most of those moments.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of it helping the song, you debuted at number 11 on iTunes.
Oh, man, that was the craziest day ever. So, the song wasn't supposed to come out until the 7th.
Yeah.
But a whole day before the official release, I get home and I get a notification in the middle of the night on my phone. I get a notification in the middle of the night on my phone that the song had released a full day early. And I'm like, oh, no, man, what am I going to do? You know, I had the strategy in my mind and I was going to do it my way, right? So I'm kind of in panic mode. Like, how do I handle this now? You know, what do I do? And so I thought just for the heck of it, I would check the iTunes charts just to see if anything's going on. And we were at 150, and then within a few hours we were up to the top 40, and then by noon or shortly after we were in number 11.
Wow!
And I was just blown away, man. And I need to thank the people who support me and support my music for that, because you know they got behind that song when it was up against, you know, the biggest names in North America, right? And their fan bases, and they were just so amazing to be able to push that up through the charts and be so supportive, just so thankful.
Well, that's awesome, man. I really love that debuted at number 11. That's huge. They compared it to somebody else you may have heard of, Dallas Smith. I think he's the only other Canadian artist that has done something like that.
Right. Well, we were, that day, it was Dallas Smith and I were the only two Canadians in the top 11 on those country charts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, man.
Congrats on that. That's amazing. So you have this big road trip ahead of you. What are you listening to?
Oh, man, I'm listening to all kinds of stuff, actually. Yeah. You know, I'm actually doing a little bit of a throwback to, like, the Green Day sort of stuff, right?
Oh, way back in Dookie days.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm, like, listening to Green Day and Sum 41 and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, I really am. I'm running Dallas Smith on repeat, man. His new single, Like a Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hitting up all that stuff. Listening to some Dean Brody, too, you know.
Awesome.
I work with some of those guys, so I guess I got to show some support back, right? I'd be listening anyway.
Yeah.
Support. But, you know, I love Canadian artists.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Hunter Brothers, Neil Arts, and all of them. So.
Fantastic. Now, what do you have in the works music-wise, or are you taking a little break for now to go work in the grain fields?
I guess you could say I'm taking a little break from performing and writing while I'm out in the field, but I'll definitely be. We definitely have some stuff that we're planning to do in the next few months, and really working on some new songs. Really would love to have another follow up song out as soon as possible with everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really looking forward to what's next. Really excited, man.
That's awesome, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, brother. It's been a wild ride so far, and it's not slowing down. So.